Parkinson's disease afflicts more than a million Americans. The condition has challenged neurologists for years. Now researchers are reporting that they found a possible chemical explanation for the disease and a possible treatment. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
Let's start with the possible treatment. It's a substance you can find in the nutritional supplement section of stores. Everybody has it in their own cells. It's called coenzyme Q10. It's touted as a treatment for everything from breast cancer to heart disease to AIDS, with little scientific evidence. Cliff Schultz of the University of California at San Diego was one of a group of researchers who rigorously tested different doses of the drug in 80 people with Parkinson's disease.
The patients on placebo did the worst. The patients at 300, 600 milligrams a day did somewhat better, and the patients who received 1,200 milligrams a day did the best. And at the 1,200 milligram a day dose, the worsening was reduced by 44%.
So they still got worse, but not as quickly as the others over the 16 months of the trial. The finding comes after a lot of work in cell cultures and animals, work that goes back to a bizarre accident 20 years ago. Some people taking homemade illicit drugs developed the same sort of trembling, rigidity, and movement problems as people with Parkinson's disease. Research showed that a contaminant in the homemade drugs had interfered with the victim's mitochondria, the tiny energy factories inside cells. Because of the similarity in the symptoms, investigators looked closer at mitochondria in people with Parkinson's. They found the same abnormality, low levels of coenzyme Q10. Now, a lot of prospective therapies for Parkinson's disease have come and gone. But Roger Rosenberg says this work is particularly promising. He edits the journal that published Schultz's study, The Archives of Neurology.
Caught my eye as the editor because it was therapy. It was unique therapy, and it was therapy that seemed to work clinically.
Parkinson's disease is tricky. It progresses at different rates in different people, so it's hard to know if a medicine is working. Schultz says even though he's optimistic, it will take more than an 80-person study to prove coenzyme Q10 helps.
This is a phase 2 study. It hasn't been yet proven unequivocally that it will slow the progression of Parkinson's disease. It's not inexpensive, and I don't want to recommend people spend $1,500 to $2,500 a year on a compound that may eventually turn out to be not effective.
While there were no major side effects in Schultz's study on people with early Parkinson's, Rosenberg warns that problems could turn up in people with more advanced disease.
Patients with Parkinson's disease are on a number of medications, and the interaction between coenzyme Q10 can be unpredictable with these other drugs. I think a person should be under the care of a doctor who really can follow this along.
He says the research is worth continuing.
Yes, we need a longer time course to be sure that that kind of improvement continues. That would be wonderful. A larger number of patients, yes, and higher doses. And I think those would be the next steps that these authors and others will employ.
Schultz and others have a proposal into the National Institutes of Health. He's helping to develop the approach, and he could gain financially if it proves successful. Meanwhile, other researchers from the U.S. and New Zealand have just gotten government approval to start a trial of gene therapy for Parkinson's. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.